Good morning, welcome to our Christmas family service. It's good to see you all in the church this morning. It's good to have visitors amongst us. Please don't rush off after service. Please come downstairs for more fellowship and light refreshments. And tonight then, if you could, come along and join us at 6 o'clock for our candlelit Christmas service. And again, that will be followed by refreshments. It'll be good to see you. Christmas morning at 10 o'clock, we have our Christmas Day service, and we would love you to join us. And next Sunday services will be at the usual times, 10:30 and 6 o'clock. Please join us for our last services of 2018, and there will be refreshments after the evening service, plus a quiz. So if you'd like to come along to that, you'll be very welcome. I've got a few cards to read. Many thanks for all the Christmas cards we have received. We wish you all a very happy Christmas and a peaceful and prosperous New Year with Christian love, Evo and Gladys. Best wishes for Christmas and the New Year to John, Rhiannon and all our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Much love, Millie and Dennis. And this one is a thank you card. Thank you to everyone at Bethel who has made me feel very welcome and for making a special book for me and to help me on my special journey. And when the darkness hits, my book helps me to comfort me and know that God loves me. He will hold us fast. Love, Nina. And one last announcement. You'll see a number of these books on the table in the vestibule. If you'd like to take one at the end of the service to read, you're very welcome. And you can also take one for a family member or friend as well. So please take one of these on your way out. That's all the notices. I'll hand the service over to John. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll have a little pause now because Cara's got a little reading for us from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, and she's going to read from verse 18.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had a mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because it is conceived in her from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
Excellent. Right, so we're going to talk just for a few moments now about gifts. I don't know whether you've bought some gifts or whether you're expecting some gifts, but we're looking at the subject of gifts this year. So we put the first sort of slide up of the gifts, just the picture. There we are. So what sort of gifts can we be looking for? Well, I usually get a Christmas tie. That's why I have to wear a different tie in the morning and a different tie in the night through every Sunday in December, because otherwise I'd never make use of them. And then, of course, we have the other things, perhaps some things to eat, some things to use, something to wear. It's all very, very helpful. And as well, we're thinking now about gifts then, gifts that we can give thanks to God for. Our health, our families, our jobs, all the leisure, things we can enjoy. Right, so I'm going to have a couple of friends to come out and help me. So the first two friends that I need to help me is going to be Caris and Caitlin. Now, Caris and Caitlin, if you could come out, please, to help us to start with. Okay. There we are. And you'll be ready now for when we look at it. So now, you're going to open a present for us all. So before we look at the word, look at the letters, G-I-F-T-S. And let's make now a little message out of that. So let's move to the next one now then. So gifts, we can call it God's salvation. That's the greatest gift that we can have. Nice to have something nice to wear, nice tie perhaps, some chocolate. But the greatest gift is God's salvation. What is God's salvation? Well, it begins as we're celebrating today. Look, that little picture at the top, when Jesus was born in the manger at Bethlehem and shepherds and wise men came to worship him. But it doesn't stop there. It starts there, but But that's the beginning. It moves on to when Jesus then was older, when he was 30 years of age, and he began telling people about the kingdom of God. And then on Good Friday, he died on the cross. He was a man like every one of us. He knew what it was to be tired, knew what it was to be thirsty. And then he died, lived a perfect life and died upon the cross to take all our sins away. But that wasn't, again, the end of the story. Because on Easter morning, when the women went to the tomb, taking some gifts, some balming, some ointments and spices as gifts to put around the dead body of Jesus, when they got there, the gifts weren't needed. Why? Because Jesus wasn't there. He had risen from the dead. And this tells us then that Jesus came into the world as a human being because he loves us. He died on the cross to take all the wrong things we've done away. And he rose again on the third day so that we don't need to be afraid of dying if we trust and love the Lord Jesus. Right. Now then, let's have a look at a present you can open between you. Yes. I've got my special Christmas bag here. There we are. Happy Christmas. There we are. Now then, open it up. It's really exciting, isn't it, when you get the presents on Christmas morning or a couple of presents later on. Oh, that's very, very, very civilised. The way these two girls are opening this present, very civilised. What have you got, girls? Oh, look. They've got a lovely Christmas jumper. A lovely Christmas jumper. Oh, it's lovely. Okay, stand up, girls, a minute. Right. Caris, you'll have to go with the other arm, I think. Yeah, that's right, that's right. Look, have you got your arm in all the way? Let's have a look now. Come here. Squeeze in a bit, girls, squeeze in a bit. Squeeze in a bit. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to... Well, doesn't it look lovely? What do you think of that? Now, that's a lovely Christmas jumper. Are you happy with that, girls? Happy with that? Let me get you, let the microphone, let's get some feedback. What do you think? Is it nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like it? So how are you going to, what are you going to do with it now then?
I might take it off.
Well, you're going to take it off, yeah? Well, you'll have to take it off because Caris has got to wear it as well, because you could wear it on your own, couldn't you? But how are you going to, what are you going to do now then between the two of you? What are you going to do?
Not sure.
Not sure. Well, I think perhaps, let's think, you could wear it on Monday, say Christmas Eve now, tomorrow. So you could wear it Christmas Eve. Caris could wear it on Christmas Day. You could have it on Boxing Day. And next year you could swap around, see, and share it, isn't it, between them. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Now, it's lovely, but it's not really the best gift for you, is it? Not really. Okay. You were very kind, girls, in helping me illustrate it. There we are. Let's put it down there a minute. Now then, let's look at the first word. Look, on gifts, there it is. There's the Christmas jumper. The first gift of God's salvation, it's individual. It helps you now. It's suited right for you. You know, like you go and have a coat measured. You've got to have something measured in certain sizes. It fits you. God's salvation fits you exactly right. What do we mean by this? Well, you see, there's some people... The big thing they need in life, when you talk to them about God's salvation, the big thing they want is forgiveness. Now, there's some people, they haven't done a lot of wrong things. They always were very good, always were kind, always listened to their mum, always listened to, never fought with their brothers and sisters, and they've always been good. And in one sense, they think, well, I haven't done much wrong. But there's other people say, oh, it's the other side of the story. They've done a lot of things. And the more they think about it, you can name any month in the year and say, oh, that's when that happened, that's when I did that. November, June, every month, and every place they go, And what they need is forgiveness. They need to know that God would forgive them for all the wrong things that they've done. And that's the big thing. Well, if that's the big thing, God's salvation deals with that. He forgives you everything. Wipes the slate clean, a fresh start. But there's other people, see? They say, well, see, what I need, when I was growing up, when I was small, because I had so many brothers and sisters, and what happened with mum and dad afterwards, and You know, I never felt loved. I never felt that I was wanted. And because of that, they struggle through life, and they struggle thinking that they're not worth anything, and nobody wants to know them, and they never get anywhere. And again, God's salvation answers that, because it's telling us that Jesus came into the world because he loved men and women, boys and girls, and he wanted to love them and embrace them and tell them that they were wanted, to tell them that he loved them, to tell them that he cared for them, to tell them that he wanted them to come into his family. And whatever the past had been, whoever didn't want them, or whatever happened, or whoever walked out of the house, whoever never came to visit, whoever never sent cards, it doesn't matter. God sent his son into the world because he loved us. And there's others as well then. You know, they say, but you know, I've lived my life, and I'm 50 years of age now, and I still really don't know what I should be doing. What should I be doing with my life? And of course, time is going on. Well, again, God's salvation answers that, because he gives us a purpose in life. Gives us a purpose, gives us a sense of joy and gladness. So girls, thank you very much for helping me this morning. Thank you. Right, now then, let's have another little present to open up. Mark. No, we'll have Zach. Come out, Zach. Because I know Mark doesn't like coming up the front. That's all right. Come on out, Zach. Now then, Zach. Oh. Special little present for you. Dip your hand in there now. Put your hand in there and see what you can find. What have you got?
One present.
Right, there we are now then. Take your time now then. Open it up. Have a look. Have a look. See what you got. See what you got.
How's it called? Orange.
It's a?
Chocolate orange.
Okay, first question, Zach. Do you like chocolate?
Yes.
Second question, do you like orange? So, do you like chocolate orange?
No.
No. See? It's a pity. He likes chocolate and he likes orange, but put the two together. Don't like it?
No.
Sad, isn't it? Sad. Well, do you think now there's somebody you could share that with? Is there anybody in your family who likes chocolate orange?
Mark.
Mark? Perhaps. No, he doesn't either. No, there we are. We'll have to see. Well, there we are.
Daddy. Eat anything.
There you are. Even Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, there we are. Well, look, okay. Well, look, that's a gift now then. That's for you. So off you go. Yeah, well done. Smash it. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, Zach, sorry. Come back a minute. There's something else. Sit by there. There's something else there. Put something. Put your hand in. What's that, Ma? And what's that? What have you got there, Zach?
Borrowed seat.
A what?
A boring receipt.
A boring receipt. Oh, this is the bill. This is the bill. You owe me £1.
No, my dad.
No, it says here, chocolate orange. It was you had it at bargain price, mind? Because they're usually about £1.50, but you've had it for £1. But there's a bill here. Now, if I'm charging you for the present that I'm giving you, is that a present? If I'm giving you a gift and then I'm asking you to pay for it, is that a present?
No.
No. Okay, let's have a look at the next little letter now then. It'll help you. But you can take that and give it to Dad. Look, free. Free. God's salvation is free. Do you know how important this is? You have people who think if ever God's going to love them, if ever God's going to forgive them, oh, they've got to do an awful lot of good things to make it up. They've got to pay their way. They've got to earn salvation. And again, we're back to the Christmas story. No, we can't. We can't pay. We can't do enough good to make ourselves right with God. The Lord Jesus came into the world because it wasn't possible. We couldn't do it. He came into the world, lived the perfect life we couldn't live, died the death that we deserved, and it's all free. Free to us, but when we think about it, how costly it was for Jesus to come into the world. In heaven, he was worshipped by the angels. Everybody loved him. Everybody treated him well. All the angels worshipped and praised him. When he came to earth, not long after he was born, there was a king. We sang about him, Herod. Herod wasn't happy, chased the family. They had to go to Egypt. And through his life, Jesus had problems. People didn't like him, what he said, didn't like what he was doing. And we know that he ended up, sadly, on the cross at Calvary. It was costly for him, cost him his life, but he gladly gave his life because he wanted us to know salvation. So it's free to us all, free to us all. Right, off we go. Thank you, Seth. Give it to Daddy, yeah. Yeah. Right. So, God's salvation is individual. It's tailor-made for us. God's salvation is free. Free to us, but costly for the Lord Jesus. Now then, let's have one more. Let's have a look. I've got a couple of presents here. Let's have Sompto. Sompto, you come out. And Cara in the corner. Cara. Right. Sit down by there, girls. There we are. There we are. Right. Now then. We wait for Cara. There we are. A present each, girls. There you are. Off you go now then. Off you go. Oh, very nicely opening this. I think. Are you not saving this wrapping paper for next year, are you? No. Oh, keep going then. Keep going now. Take it off. That's it. Take it all off. What have you got, Sompto? What is that?
Jigsaw.
A jigsaw. Oh, it's lovely. Jigsaw. What have you got in there? What have you got? Oh, there you are. Look, all the pieces are there then. There we are. Right, now then, let's put the jigsaw down, and the two of you now, you can help Sompto now to do that jigsaw then. There we are. Find the pieces there now. So it's a lovely jigsaw. Let's have a look. There we are. So it's a lovely jigsaw that you can do, and I'm sure Sompto will hardly be any time getting that done at all. So we're reminded now then of all the presents that we receive every Christmas time. And we're thinking about the Lord Jesus and what he did, how he came into the world, how he loved us, how he died upon the cross, and how then he rose again from the dead. And this is God's salvation. And you're doing really well there. Keep going. Wow, look at that. You're nearly there. Got one or two left to go now. You'll be right. There we are. Okay, and we got one left. There we are. There you are. All finished then, there we are. Look, are we lifted up to have a little look at now? There we are. All done, is it? There you are. All finished? What's the matter? What's the matter with your present? What's the matter?
There's no, the rainbow's piece is gone.
It's what?
It's missing.
There's a piece missing. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you? Well, what sort of present is that then? Look, what sort of present is that? It got a piece missing.
Yeah.
That's no good, is it? Let me have a little look in my pocket now. That's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Now, what we had a present, look. And there was a piece missing. Now again, back to God's salvation. It's individual, it's tailor-made for us. Whatever our needs are, the Lord Jesus knows our deep needs, and he can meet those needs. Also as well, it's free to us, but costly to him. But also as well, it's total. This is the thing we're saying about it. It's a total. God's salvation is a total gift. It's full. There's no part of it missing. And the bit we had missing, look, was the rainbow. And we know the story about the rainbow with Noah, don't we? The promise that God gave. And when God makes a promise to us, he makes a promise that he will keep. So every part of God's salvation he gives us, from the start to the middle to the beginning. It's a gift that lasts not only through the day, because you know when we have a box of chocolate or a bar of chocolate, once you've eaten it, it's gone, isn't it? So your bar of chocolate might be gone by Christmas afternoon. You might have a couple of other things. Well, a lot of chocolates, well, it'll last you a few days. Other toys, perhaps, last you a while. But this is a gift that will not only last Christmas week, not only last into the new year, it'll last the rest of our days. And that means that he brings us to a place where we can trust him and hope in him. It's not half a gift. It's not any bit missing. So he gives us peace in our hearts. So whatever we go through, difficulties and troubles, he's going to give us peace in the midst of it. Joy as well. And also a deep sense of love continuing in our hearts. So there's the three little gifts. Look, so God's gift, salvation, is individual, it's free, and it's total. Now let's have a look at one more verse, now then at the end, to remind us of this gift. This is what Paul wrote about. He said this: thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And who he was talking about there was the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the gift of salvation. He's the one that came into the world. Well, thank you, girls, for helping me there. There we are. Now then, what we'll do, go back now and sit down then, and then we'll have a, leave it there, we'll have a little chat. We'll have a little chat after. There we are. Good. Yeah, go, you can take it up in there. Yeah, take it up in there. Yeah. There we are. Now then, let's have a little look. There we are. Now we're going to have a short prayer now, and then we're going to sing our closing hymn. And then, boys and girls, again, if you'll come to the front to have a copy of that book with me as well before we close. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of the year. We thank you, Lord, for what we're able to remember, thinking back on our own childhood and the memories of the past. We thank you for gifts we've received. We thank you, Lord, some have been so helpful and useful and set us on a course, set us on our way in terms perhaps of our future employment. Lord, we would ask that you might help us to be mindful of what you have done for us in sending the Lord Jesus into the world. We thank you for God's salvation. We thank you for the gift of the Saviour. We thank you, Lord, that you tailor make that gift for each and every one of us. And whether we're in need of real forgiveness, whether we're, Lord, in need of knowing that we're loved and accepted, Lord, whether we need a sense of purpose and direction in our lives, Lord, meet that very need in our hearts this morning through your Son. Help us again, Lord, to remember that it's free at the point of need to us, but it's costly for the Saviour, who laid down his life as an atonement for sin. And Lord, we thank you as well that this gift is a total gift, a gift that sees us through not only this week and the end of the year, but into next year and in the years to come. We thank you, Lord, for those who've now walked with you for many decades, walked further with you in longer in life than they didn't, that hadn't walked with you. And we thank you, Lord, for the testimony of even those who in later life have proved you to be the God who is with them in the time of need. Lord, part us now to a sense, our homes this Christmas time, with a sense of joy, peace and gladness in our hearts. Amen.